Oh, it's just getting real interesting. This is the news, according to me. Well, if things aren't, I'm kind of, as we are going along here, I am actually kind of looking and listening to the goings-on right now in the House, what is happening here with the votes. Right now, McCarthy has 111, Jeffries has 103, others have 11. There are some interesting, of course, all the Democrats, of course, are going after Joaquin Jeffries. They're just all voting for him. Now, you realize if all of a sudden they came through and Jeffries had a majority vote, he would be the House minority, House majority, he'd be the Speaker of the House. Now, you got Chip Roy right now, he's being interviewed. They're going through this whole vote process right now. It is very, very interesting right now to see what's happening here. We have Kevin McCarthy. I think Jim Jordan actually picked up a couple of votes in the second round, or the third round, or whatever round they're on right now. I think he's actually... he just lost two votes. McCarthy just lost two votes. Jordan is actually gaining votes. Now, as this goes on, as people dig their heels in, they may end up being able to pull this off, keeping McCarthy from being able to be the Speaker. Now, I don't know exactly what ends up happening. At some point, they'll get to a point where they might have to make a compromise of some sort and do something different and actually get a different candidate in there completely. Hasn't been done for a long time. There's just interesting stuff going on right now, especially the interesting stuff that's in my cup. Now, I've already drank everything on my cup. It's kind of late in the day. My cup was filled with joy. I had a cup overflowed with joy. But it's empty now. That's a different cup. So that's my backup cup. My backup cup is a cup full of joy. I meant to have a podcast this morning. Turned out that didn't work too well. Not working really well right now either because I just heard my fan kick on, the cooling fan, and this computer is kicked on. I'm in Atlanta right now, and I just want to have a quick update on what's going on with the world, in the news, what's in the news right now, what's happening. We have interesting stuff going on. We have this whole thing with the House and everything that's happening there. There's some interesting information that I found out about some of the issues with... a particular lawyer, and it turns out that there's an ex-FBI lawyer now who is part of the group that is going after, or that's defending, I guess, the Arizona state issues there with the Carrie Lake election. There's interesting stuff all over the place with the whole FBI thing. And I want to get back to this whole thing because, you know, the unfolding of everything that we're seeing right now is, it goes much deeper. And it's one of the things over the weekend that I was kind of mulling over is how the history is a bit cyclical. It goes around and around. It cycles around and around. How this works is it's building. It's not a circle as we think of, just a circle that doesn't go anywhere. If you can picture a spring, and how that spring goes around and around, but it also goes up or down depending on which way you're going on the spring. And interestingly enough, there was a guy, I think it might have been Dutch Sheets, possibly. I think it was the one who said this. He was at a conference one time when he was speaking. And he talked about this, the vision of cyclical history and how it in the Hebrew thought, it goes around and around. It goes around and it comes back around, and things happen over and over. I think I was mentioning this yesterday. The generational thing, every generation kind of has its the same kind of cyclical thing happen. However, one of the things that he said that God showed him, I'm pretty sure it was Sheets. He said one of the things that God showed him was that he saw this thing going around and around. And he said, from God's perspective, it looks very different. All of a sudden, he was taken on a side view of this circle. And the side view was a spiraling history, but it continued to go up, like as if you were to follow a spring up the spring lines, up, you know, how it would go up. It's more of a coil, if you will. A coil spring, by the way, not a flat spring. And like a truck spring, it's a coil, it goes up. And this makes more sense. As it spirals, it continues to move up towards something. Even though it's going around, and the same thing is coming around each time, it is still moving upwards as it goes. Interesting stuff. What we're seeing is kind of a, again, another replay. There's nothing new under the sun, as the scripture says. There's even though other than God's mercy is being new every morning, I guess you could say that. But not in terms of man and his futility. He just continues to do the same thing. That's the definition of insanity. Keep doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. However, they keep taking votes here in the House, and they are getting a different result. They're actually, more people are going towards Jordan now. This could swing out. It could happen. Now, there is a strong contingency, a, if you will, dug-in group of GOP establishment rhinos that will not allow. I don't think they will allow the true conservative party to take over. They're afraid of these people because they consider them the Trump people. They're afraid of them. They're radical. They're radical right wing. Yeah. Can't get too far to the right. No. And they of course have bought into this idea that, now, what's interesting is to watch Fox News in this process. Fox News is arguing that McCarthy should be the speaker. McCarthy should be the speaker. They just keep going on with that. This again is where Fox News kind of exposes itself as being a very in-the-tank partisan, in-the-tank for the GOP to some extent. When I say the GOP, I'm talking about the establishment itself. And I don't see much differentiation between the establishment Republicans and the establishment Democrats. However, there's the left wing of the party and the Democrats is far more radical than the last establishment, or the, I would say, the dwindling stuff. It's funny how the legacy media companies make this big deal about how there's so much disarray in the Republican Party. There is a much deeper rift, multiple rifts within the Democrat Party. However, they know they have to play along. They have to pull their weight, if you will, along with this whole process. They have to walk lockstep with them, or they get ostracized. They get vilified and canceled on the left. They are the party of the fascists. Now, the right wing is the fascist light, if you want to say the establishment on the right. But like I've said, they love to lead from behind. They love to be in a position where no matter how they vote, it doesn't matter. Like, oh, look how I'm trying to fight against this. We need more money. We need more donations to fight against this, the onslaught of the left. They do nothing. All they do is raise more money. And they go out and party every night with the same people on the left because they party with them. Right. Don't kid yourself. These people are buddies. Mitch McConnell. I'm going to call up Joe Biden. I'll call him up and just talk to him about this. We're going to get a clean bill for $40 billion. We got to get a clean bill. Now, we're buddies. We're buddy, but, you know, we're buddy, buddy. We go out to dinner every night. This is the kind of stuff we're talking about. And this, folks, the leftist radicals do not want to see a restoration of America. When Obama said he wants to see the transformation of America, that's what he's talking about. He's not talking about a restoration of the principles, the founding principles, the ideals of our country. No, not at all. He wants to see a change, a reformation, a reforming of the country. There's nothing, you know, he makes light. Obama always made light of individualism. Oh, you're just going to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, by your rugged individualism? He made statements like that. He made fun of those who would be considered individuals. He had an idea of collective salvation. Not, you know, the idea of individuals and individuals making decisions on salvation. Which I have yet to hear Obama's testimony of why he came to Christ. He's not exactly a outspoken believer in that respect, which most Muslims are. Most people who are raised Muslim, if they convert to Christianity, there's usually a pretty powerful testimony that they have doing that. Like reasons for why they did convert. I don't know that he's Muslim. I don't know that he's Christian. I don't think he's either one. I don't think he even believes in God at all. Really, no. He has no... I've seen no passion, no real conviction of any type, other than he does like... He seems to love the Islam religion. He talks about how beautiful the prayers are in the morning, kind of thing. He knows how to speak the speak on both sides, to some degree. However, I have not seen the kind of committed believership from him that I, you know, would say that he's a Christian at all. So, but I'm not in a place of judgment. I want to back up with that. I just want to say quite clearly that I'm not judging his soul. I'm saying that I've never heard it, and that's where I'm at with that. I would think that with all the opportunity he's had to communicate to the American people, that he would have at one point, maybe for a Christmas time during the 8 years he was president, that maybe he would have stepped up to the podium and said something about his faith, his personal faith. That had more to do with just, I attend Reverend Wright's church. There you go. So, yeah, that's what's happening. There you go. That's my snippet for the day. Not a whole lot to do. Tomorrow morning, I'm getting up even earlier tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, I've got to be at my place of work at about 5:45 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. So I'm probably not going to have a show, unless I do a show this evening that I will be posting tomorrow, which doesn't usually happen because I like to be kind of fresh on the news, what's happening at the moment. I haven't looked at other stuff. I do want to say one quick thing about this safety. I can't remember what his name is. I'm not into football very much, and I don't want to talk about it too much I would just get lost in the details. I don't know the details. There's a football player who apparently got struck in the chest in a tackle. After the tackle, he got up and then summarily collapsed afterwards. Now, what they're saying about this, everybody's kind of jumping on the bandwagon. Everybody that I know that's kind of in the anti-vaxxer bunch, at least this vaccine, the jab. They're all screaming about this being he was vaccinated. There's no question about that. There's what he is and he was. However, what they're talking about as far as the heart injury after being struck like that is a very real thing. I was involved for many years, off and on, over the past 40 years. 45, I guess. I forget I'm old. And I've been involved in a considerable amount of martial arts activity. I have seen this happen to young people, young men, as well as even young children, where a particular strike into the chest area at a certain point, and this was even something we taught as a vulnerable striking point on the human body. If you could apply enough power, enough pressure to the area just around the xiphoid process, which is right up around the where the ribs, the chest, the ribs, the front ribs come together. There's a thing called the xiphoid process right there. You punch into that, you can actually cause a person to pass out from the strike. I've witnessed this twice in competition. Not for myself, but I've seen it happen to people. I've seen people actually get punched there and they fall down. Usually, normally, there's a pretty quick recovery from that, from what I've seen personally. But it is possible. It literally shocks the heart, shocks the body at just the right time, just the right place, and just the right placement there. There's a thumping that can happen that can actually, it has to be a really exact hit. But with all the stuff that flies around in competitions like that, last time I saw it was in Chicago, it was back in the 80s. Gives you an idea of how long ago it's been out since I've seen it. Early 80s. However, I have seen it happen, and that was long before the mRNA vaccines. So before anybody gets too crazy about this particular one, now, however, that doesn't negate the fact that it may be involved in this either. I'm not ruling it out. I'm just saying I don't know. And I'm saying it is possible. So before we get too far into speculation, I keep hearing these people on the news all the time. Yeah, we're not going to speculate. We're not going to speculate. But we're going to go ahead and speculate now. Sky News Australia, actually, this morning had a report about two helicopters that crashed there. One ended up really bad. They ended up dying. Several people ended up dying in the crash. The sad part about that is that the... it was just a sightseeing thing. I think there was a very newly married couple, I think, that was in the one helicopter that actually crashed and some people died. Now, having said that, the newscasters, the point here is that they were talking about, well, we're brought on this aviation expert. We're not asking you to speculate. Well, I'm not going to speculate. I'm not going to speculate. And then they got into speculation. They actually did a pretty good job of avoiding speculation. They did talk about normal questions like, were there black boxes on the airplane, or on the helicopters? Were there, was the weather a factor? Was, certain things, what is it like to... They actually asked some relevant questions that were not speculation on what happened with the crash, which I thought was very, very well done. In this country, most of the legacy media here, like MSNBC and CNN, they go right into speculation. It's like, we're going to tell you exactly what happened. They're more about telling you what to think than how to think. And you'll notice that among most of the left-wing media. Google now has this thing called Operation Hacksaw? Is it Hacksaw? Jigsaw? Operation something. I don't know what it is. And so, interestingly enough, since that's all been done, they're going to start having these little pop-up messages when you mouse over certain things, and it's going to tell you why, what information is misinformation, and we're going to tell you what to think, not how to think, is what it amounts to. So their misinformation campaign, because we have to get rid of this misinformation. Well, it's just misinformation, just information they don't want you to know about, or that they don't agree with. It's the difference between misinformation or disinformation and information we don't like. That's where they're going with that. So just wanted to touch base this morning, this afternoon actually now, because I didn't look it up this morning. Tomorrow there probably will be a show, possibly in the late morning again, a very busy morning again tomorrow, possibly get a show put in. It might end up being tomorrow night. I will be in Dallas tomorrow evening. I have some traveling to do between now and then, or between tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. I need to be in Dallas by tomorrow evening. Major meeting in the morning. I might be able to get up early enough to get it done, get a show in, and then I'm off to back to South Bend, hopefully Thursday evening. So, once again, folks, thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Thanks for putting up with the little snippet here that I have for you this afternoon. And I will try to get another show in before tomorrow evening, and then a possible show in on Thursday. Friday morning, nothing to do. So I'll be up and at them early, and hopefully get a show in Friday morning, possibly a live show. So I will talk to you then. Thanks again, folks. God bless. Pray for the nation. Pray for what's going on in the House of Representatives today, and we will see you on the next one, as they say. God bless.